a little bit after 11, we'll go ahead, excuse me, 10, we'll go ahead and get started. I'd like to call to order the Evansville MPO Technical Committee meeting for today, September 6th, 2018. We'll start with introductions, if we can just go around the room and introduce everyone, so we got some new faces. So I'll start, I'm Brent Schmidt, I'm the city engineer for the city of Evansville.
Say it, Shukusa, David, Evansville MPO.
Carolyn Pajun, Department of Metropolitan Development.
Lori Vanhook with the Evansville Trails Coalition.
Erin Schriever with the Evansville MPO.
Pam Drock, Evansville MPO.
John Petkosic with David Matthews Associates.
Sean Will, NDOT.
Matthew Bullock, NDOT.
Doug Williams, City of Henderson Engineer.
Bill Hardy, Westside Improvement Association.
Nick Hall, Technical Transportation Department.
Carrie Aiken, Evansville MPO.
Sean Hagen, Eastland Mall.
Jeff Rother, Latin Mill Group.
Laura Lamb, Evansville MPO.
Excellent. All right. Thank you all. Thank you for being here. So we'll go move on to the agenda. First item, approval of the minutes. So minutes were sent out for the main, our August 9th meeting. Do I have a motion? You got a first, do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Okay. Any discussion or questions, comments, concerns? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Right. Motion carries. Thank you. Item two of the agenda, old business project update. Pam.
For the city of Evansville project Walnut Street, preliminary field check was held for phase one. Phase one and two environmental document is approximately 55% complete, and utility conflict analysis is underway. Weinbach Avenue Road Diet. The project was relit yesterday, and we got a low bid, and that was received from Regal. So what they'll do now is go through the paperwork, make sure all the paperwork is in order, and if it is, then it will be awarded. Pigeon Creek Greenway, High Rail Corridor, concrete edging that bounds the trail is complete. Installation of the black vinyl-coated right-of-way fence is underway. Mid-Levy Corridor. Stage 3 plans have been submitted to NDOT for review and comment. Their Vanderburgh County project, Green River Road, Kansas Road to Boothville, New Harmony. The project was let for bid on August 10th with a low bid of approximately $6.8 million received from JBI Construction. That project has been awarded. Wart County projects, Bell Road, funding for the right-of-way acquisition has been authorized. And Lincoln Avenue, project was open to traffic on August 30th of 2018. There's just a punch list of things that need to be done for that project, and then it'll be complete. Oak Grove Road, storm sewer is being installed, and that's phase three. Warp Trail, Safe Routes to School project. Preliminary field check was held on July 26th. Section 106 report was approved, and a level 2 design exception was approved. NDOT projects, the Boonville Bypass or the connector project was open to traffic on August 17th. And the State Road 66 Casey Road project, that construction was complete for a while.
Thank you, Pam. Moving on, number three, new business. Fiscal year 2018 through 2021 TIP amendments. Approval is requested. Pam.
So we have three TIP amendments. The City of Evansville requested Riverside Drive, 2nd Street Shawnee Drive. It's a new project that's being added to the TIP for preliminary engineering in 2019 at a total cost of $100,000. It'll be an 80-20 split. The project is an operational analysis of the corridor and adjacent network. NDOT requested for the Shiloh Road Bridge project in Warren County that right away be added to fiscal year 2019 at a total cost of $50,000. That's an 80-20 split. And then the 3rd Street project in Boonville, NDOT requested that right away be added in 2019 at a total of $548,250. So that's an 80-20 split as well.
Any questions for Pam on the TIP amendments? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Next item, fiscal 2018 through 2021 TIP modifications, and this is informational only. Pam?
The Indiana Department of Transportation requested we amend the project limits for the US 41 project. It was from north of Lloyd Expressway to 3.2 miles north of State Route 57. The revision reads north of Lloyd Expressway to 0.74 miles north of Diamond Avenue. And that was the only change to that project.
Thank you, Pam. Item four on the agenda, other business. Seeing none. Item five, public comment.
I'd like to bring up the projects on the Lloyd. I realize there's political interference stalling the western section, but the state needs to put on a timeline of penalties for not completing the project. These projects are running on and on. It's got the whole west side tore up. Can't hardly get around. And they've closed the Fulton Avenue exit and didn't cover the sign. Most other cities, they do that. I mean, this is just dragging on and dragging on. The state needs to look into that. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. If there's nothing else, do you have a motion for adjournment?